BBC News with Julie Candler. Kurdish activists in Turkey are ending the hunger strike called to protest against the conditions in which their leader, Abdullah Öcalan, is being held. The PKK founder had earlier said the action had achieved the desired results. He made the statement through his lawyers, whom he had met for the first time in 8 years. Three French citizens have been sentenced to death in Iraq, accused of being members of the Islamic State group. They were among several thousand IS militants captured in Syria. Rights groups say their trials were based on questionable evidence. Syrian government forces say they've recaptured the northern town of Kafir Nabuda from Islamist militants. The town was lost a few days ago to the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham faction, which used to be linked to al-Qaeda. There's been a high turnout in the European parliamentary elections, as established parties face a challenge from smaller parties on the left and right. In France and Germany, turnout was significantly higher than 5 years ago. Four more contenders have joined the race to succeed Theresa May as Prime Minister. Many say they are prepared to take Britain out of the EU without a deal. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed into law a carbon tax which aims to lower the country's emissions. South Africa is one of the continent's worst polluters. Fiat Chrysler and Renault are expected to announce on Monday that they've been negotiating a possible alliance, but sources in the company say the situation remains fluid. A tie-up would make Fiat Chrysler and Renault, along with its existing partners Nissan and Mitsubishi, the world's biggest carmaker. The American football player, part star, a quarterback with the Green Bay Packers, has died at the age of 85. He led his team to 5 National Football League victories in 7 years in the 1960s. BBC News.